Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron from MMA Legal.
Thanks, Aaron. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Jill?
Yeah.
Hi, Jill. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. Thank you. How are you?
That's good. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Jill, I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 4 Charles Street, AB526JQ.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
28/09/89.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Jill. I do appreciate it. Jill, I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And the point of this phone call is I'm just going to gather some further knowledge in regards to how your time in care did affect you, and if it does still play an effect on you.
Okay.
I'll also grab some further details from yourself in regards to where you're registered with your doctors, confirm your care settings with the information that you've already given us, so we can request the records from your from the local authority. And then I'll give you a bit of a summary of how the case is going to pan out for yourself.
Okay.
And then I'll go through some legal fees at the end, and then I'll send you back on your way to enjoy a nice Tuesday afternoon. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Perfect. Not a problem. I'll be as quick as I can for you. Okay, Jill. So just so I can start off by gathering the best knowledge I can for yourself, are you currently experiencing any mental health issues at the minute?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What is it that you may be experiencing?
I'm suffering with depression and anxiety, and I'm currently waiting to see someone to get a formal diagnosis.
Okay, how long have you been suffering with them symptoms for?
Since I was about 5. I've had a very traumatic life, yeah.
Oh, it is unfortunate, isn't it? I do apologise for what you've been through. It's not the nicest.
Oh,
no. Okay, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, I don't drink or take anything.
Okay. Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, Jill, and I do apologise in asking, so it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
No.
No, okay. Okay, thank you very much for being open and honest with them questions, Jill. I do appreciate that. Okay, can I grab the details of where you're registered with your doctors, please?
Yeah, it's Alford Medical Group.
Is that AFFORD?
No, ALFORD.
Ah, okay. Okay, and is that in Aberdeen, is it?
Aberdeenshire.
Okay, let's have a look. I've got them here on Gordon Road.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And how long have you been registered with that practice for?
Maybe 2 years.
Okay, perfect. And then we've got here for your care settings that you are at Oak Bank.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Just grab the details of this one here. Ah, yes, that was listed as the List D school, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. How long was you there for? Was it roughly around about 2 years?
Yeah, a year and a half to 2 years, I think I was there.
Okay, and was that the only care setting that you was placed in?
No, I was in a children's home prior to Oak Bank.
Okay, can you remember the name of that children's home?
It's Cobble Hall, C-O-B-L-E-H-A-U-G-H, I think.
What was that, sorry? C-O-B...
C-O-B-L-E-H-A-U-G-H. Cobble Hall. It's in really Aberdeenshire.
Okay, let's have a look. Ah, yes, I do have this one here on School Road.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long was you at that children's home for?
I say 6 months.
Okay. So is that correct, us having the two care settings for yourself and no other placements, yeah?
No, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Once we do request for your records from your GP and your care settings, once we do receive them, would you like us to share them records with yourself at all?
Yes, please.
Not a problem, of course. Okay, Jill, so just to give you a little bit of a rundown of how the case pans out. So basically, this journey that you and I are about to embark on, it's going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey.
Yeah.
In that time, I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks with how the case is progressing and what we're doing to strengthen your case.
Okay.
This case is settled behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere.
Okay.
There is an independent panel who will look into your case within the Scottish Government. So what I'll be doing near the time of when they're ready to look at your case is I'll inform you of the date of when your case will be being proceeded on, and also the conclusion to your case as well.
Okay.
As a law firm, what we do like to first and foremost do is get an official apology from the Scottish Government for obviously the suffering that you've had during your time in care, but also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So just before I do conclude this phone call, Jill, I do just need to run through some legal fees with yourself.
Okay.
I have to do this for my compliance team, so I do apologise for rambling on a little bit. But obviously, once this is done, I'll need to grab additional documents from yourself, which may be a proof of address, but I shall have a look over your documents beforehand, before concluding the phone call, making sure that we do have everything in place. As I said, I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Tuesday afternoon then.
Yeah, it's miserable here.
Do you know what? It is miserable itself on Merseyside as well. It's not the nicest of days. We've had nicer days recently, haven't we?
Yeah, and then it's just dipped all of a sudden.
I know, it's not good.
When I started breaking the shorts out.
Well, keep them handy, because I'm pretty sure the forecast did say it was going to get nicer again.
Hopefully.
Then again, you can't always depend on the forecast either, can
you? Well, no, especially in Scotland. You get all four seasons in a day.
Yeah, no, that is
true. We had hail yesterday, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's unexpected for me, isn't it?
Yeah. This time last year, it was nice and sunny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We were having a heat wave for quite some time, wasn't we?
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
All right, Jill. So I'm just going to go through these options for yourself. Once I do go through these options, I'll formally ask you whether you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward. And then, as I said, I'll check over your documents and then you'll be good to go, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Jill. So when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, Jill, you are applicable to three types of funding to do this application. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they're paid £2,000 to deal with your case, but they do not charge any fees to deal with that case. But being option three, which is ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case didn't go in our favour, we don't charge any fees, so we won't come and ask for any fees and cause that, you know, financial stress or burden upon yourself. Mm-hmm. We are covered in that sense. But if and when the case does go in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. Now, that comes out of the compensation, so it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you may receive. We don't come looking for more. As I said, there is a capped percentage, so that's just basically us wanting to be settled for the time, effort, and work put into your case to present it, you know, to the best that we can.
Yeah.
Okay, Jill, so with those three options being read out to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And I'm just going to check over your documents now, just making sure everything's in order. Yep, so we've got a bank statement with your address, name, and date from the 31st March. And we've also got your ID, runs out 2034. Yep, Jill, that's everything that we do have in place to proceed with the application and move forward. So further down the line, obviously, between now and you know, the next 6 to 12 months, I am going to be your case handler moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So if obviously 99% of your phone calls will come from myself, or you know, you will be liaising with myself.
Yeah.
I do want to inform you that you will get a phone call that won't be from me, but it'll be from my specialist team that work in the same office as me. And what they'll be doing is they'll be gathering a formal statement from yourself. So I know that you've given a kind of brief statement to my colleague a few weeks ago, but my colleagues are just going more in depth with that, unfortunately, and just need to, you know, get every detail we can possible to present to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
So that's the only time that you'll receive a phone call that won't be from me, but unless I'm out the office. But as I said, I'm going to be your case handler, so any questions, queries, anything like that, it'll all be dealt with me.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, Jill. So, yeah, don't forget, save this number. And if you do have any questions in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call back, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Not a problem, Jill. Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay,
I really do appreciate
you.
It. And have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay, thank you. You too.
No worries, Jill. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.